We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Gimel, in middle of paragraph Ches. In the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 174, the left-hand column towards the top. New paragraph. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas ha-toiro, she'al yodo koyren es ha-chiyus, b'chinas mikro kodesh kanal. This halacha is based on Torah Nun Vav, in the first half of Likut Imran, a very famous Torah, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Shavuos. It happens to be related to the holiday of Shavuos, number one. And one of the things Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is he says that when you want to call a person, when you want anything from a person, anything that person owns or anything that person has or anything they can do, the first thing you have to do is call their name. Reuven! Could you please do X, what, can I, whatever it is, you have to say the person's name. Rabbeinu Zal says, so too by Hashem, who is the source of all chiyus, all energy, all anything positive, in order to access Hashem, you have to call Hashem by his name. And calling Hashem by his name is the study of Torah. Because the Torah is called Kula Shmoisav Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the names of Hashem. There are svarim that show how every single word in the Torah is different names of Hashem and different forms of names of Hashem. So that the way we call Hashem is through the study of Torah. Rav Nosson Zal points out here and in other places that, interesting to note, that's why you have this term Kriyas HaTorah. You don't call it Limud HaTorah. You know, out of all the different words that could be used to speak about the reading of the Torah, you know, in public, it's called Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Nosson Zal says it's related to this concept of calling Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, She'al yodo koyren es hachiyus. By doing that, we call Hashem to access the chiyus from Hashem. Bebechinas mikro kodesh, as was discussed in the previous paragraph. V'zehu shom Rabbi Senezal, hatam al nisbar gavri shol yemei achoyel v'rosh chodesh v'yontif is mishum bitul melacha. Now we can understand why, when the Gemara discusses the different number of people that we invite to the Torah on different days, that during the weekdays we invite 3 people to the Torah, on Rosh Chodesh it's 4, on Yontif it's 5, on Yom Kippur it's 6, on Shabbos it's 7, the Gemara says one of the things that it's tied into is the issue of bitul malacha. Those days where you're not permitted to do work, where you don't work, are days where there are extra people called to the Torah, like Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. Ki zeh toli bozeh kanal, because there is a connection between the two things, as we discussed in the previous paragraph. Rosh Chodesh shehu tchilas is'irus hatshuva, on Rosh Chodesh, which is the beginning of an awakening of tshuva for the new month. We know that in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Chodesh, we say, Rosh Chodoshim lam chanasato, zman kaporo v'chol toldesim. Rosh Chodesh is a yom tshuva. That's why in Erev of Rosh Chodesh, we have Yom Kippur Katan, we go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Those two go together, Erev of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. Tchilas Aliyas HaMalchus Kanam. Rosh Chodesh is a day when there begins a new elevation for the Malchus, as we discussed previously. Alkein Adayin Oysen Boi Malachim. That's why in Rosh Chodesh, we still are doing work. Ki Adayin Loi Nizbaklin Halamet Tes Malachos Lagamri. Because it doesn't, the 39 acts of work have not been eliminated completely. Ki ein hamalochis nizbatlen ad yontif. Work doesn't go away until yontif. She'oz hu bechinas hatikun. That's when the real tikun goes into effect. She'oz zeichen l'tshuva shleima. On yontif, we're zeichen to complete tshuva. V'nistakninos, and that's when we have a tikkun. Because we know, Rabbeinu Zal tells us in the Likut Imran, that the Yomim Toivim are actually Yemei Tshuva. The Gemara says, there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says, that tells us on each one of the holidays, what Hashem judges us for. On Pesach, Hashem judges us for this, on Shavuos for this, on Sukkot. So these, the holidays are days of judgment, not only Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. the other three holidays also. And therefore, being days of judgment, they are days of repentance. Just like Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are days of judgment, and there you make tshuva, so to the other holidays. Va'azai aliyas ha-malchus b'shleimus. And on the Yomim Tovim is a time when the malchus is elevated b'shleimus. Va'azai nizbatlin ha-malchus kanal. And therefore, work is put away completely, is pushed aside completely. Vazai koirim yoiser gavri kanal. Therefore, we invite more people to be called up to the Torah. V'chein b'yom ha-kippurim v'shabbos, so to on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, shenizbatlin ha-malchus yoiser legamri. When work is put aside even more so, on a regular Yom Tov, let's say there's still certain minimal work that we do, cooking, baking, you know, things that are related to food. On Yom Kippur, you don't even have that. And on Shabbos, you don't even have that, you know. So we call more people. Ad she b'Shabbos, she'oz tachlis bitul alama tes malachos. We get to Shabbos, which is the essence of doing away with work completely, v'alkein onshei chomor linyan malach afilim yom ha-kippurim. And this is why the penalty for working on Shabbos is even stricter than on Yom Kippur. We know that on Yom Kippur the penalty is kares, on Shabbos the penalty is skila, which is the most severe death penalty, you know, that exists in Yiddishkeit. Al kein koyrin b'yoyser. This is why we call more people to the Torah. Vazai koyrin shiva gavri. On Shabbos we call seven people. Shezeh b'chinas tachlis aliyas hamalchus. That's when the Malchus receives the greatest elevation, Shubha Shabbos, Kamuva, which is on Shabbos, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki Shivo Gavri Zebachinas Shekoirin Hachius Lechol Shivas Hayomim. Because by calling seven people up to the Torah, this implies that we're crying out to receive Chius from Hashem for all 7 days. Bechinas Umidas Yomai Mahi. As Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, that this halach is based on Torah Nun Vov, Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk, that the measurements of my days, midas yomai, that the days represent a tzimtzum, a measurement. You have seven spheroids, seven midos of Hashem, they're called midos, and you have 7 days in a cycle, 7 days of the week. Seven spheroids, shivas, seven midos, or midas, yomai mahi. There are seven basic midos in the lower set, and there are 7 days. V'alkein b'shabbos nimshach achius l'chol ha-shiva yomim al yedei shiva shekoyrin batorah. And that's why on Shabbos we draw spiritual life into all 7 days through the seven people that are invited up to the Torah. Shezeh b'chinas tachlis aliyas ha-malchus b'shleimus kanal. This represents the malchus getting its complete tikkun, because malchus is number 7. Malchus is the 7th. V'zehu gam kein mashom razal linyan kriyas ha-Torah shetam nisbar gavri hu mishum musafin. Another reason the Gemara gives there as to why we invite more people to the Torah on certain days is that any day that you daven musaf, you invite more people to the Torah. Like Rosh Chodesh, for example. Rosh Chodesh, it's not osur l'malacha for men. There is a halacha that women don't do work on Rosh Chodesh, like sewing, you know, laundry, different things in that category, because of the fact that they stayed out. They were unwilling to contribute gold and to the Egel Azov. Their reward was that they were given this holiday of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, they don't do tedious types of work, those kind of things. But for men, it's not forbidden to do work on Rosh Chodesh at all. So we said there's another reason, which is Korban Musaf. Those days that have Korban Musaf are days that you have an additional person invited to the Torah. Kol yom sheyesh boi bitul melacha, v'chol yom sheyesh boi musaf. That's what the Gemara says. Ki hakorbonos kulam shebechol yom hem bechinas hizgalus hahastora. Because the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash each and every single day represented revealing the hiddenness of Hashem. Ki ze ikar bechinas hakorbonos lahalos legalos hakidusha v'hatoiv hamalubosh b'toich oimek haklipos. Because this is the essence of the concept of sacrifices, where we take a korban, we take a behema, And we show that there's kedusha there and there's good there. We're able to find good, but oimek haklipos, inside the behemius, in the behema, we're able to show that there's good there and we're able to elevate it, to offer it on the mizbeach, korban Hashem. V'lahafir behema, lahaloisa lebechinas Adam, to change behema into Adam, to elevate it to the level of Adam. Kimuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, bebechinas Adam, Kiyakriv mikem korban Lashem min habehema. Look at the words in the pasuk. A person, a human being, who will sacrifice from among you a sacrifice to Hashem from the behema. The pasuk is emphasizing shalidei hakorban oile mebchinas behema lemebchinas Adam. The korban is what changes behema to Adam. Who's the behema? The behemah is the physical animal. The behemah is the guy bringing the korban, who behaved like a behemah. That's why instead of him being put on the altar, Hashem decided to be a nice guy and said, we should take you and put you on the mizbeach, but then there won't be any more you. So we'll do next best thing. We're going to take a behemah, and you will know that that's you. That's substituting you because you behaved like a behemah. You did something. You did maisa behemah. A sin, which is called Maisa Behema. And by putting that sacrifice onto the Mizbeach, you are going to be converted from Behema to Adam. You're going to be restored to your rightful place, which is to be an Adam. Shezeh Bechinas Hizgalus Ha'astoro Shenishap Cholodas Kanal. This is the concept of taking what was hidden, the hidden light of Hashem, taking light that's hidden, that's covered up, and revealing it, bringing it out, changing it to Das. V'alkein b'chol yoyim sheyesh boi kedush yisera v'nezgala hadas b'yoyser v'nezgala hatshuva b'yoyser. And it's for this reason that any day that there's more kedusha or more das being revealed or more tshuva in the air, kegon Rosh Chodesh v'yantiv yom ha'kippurim v'shabbos shekulam heim b'chinas hezgalas hatshuva alidei hezgalas hadas kanal, these are days of hezgalas hatshuva because these are days when a person has more das. We've learned many times, what gets a person to do a sin? He becomes crazy. The Gemara says, Loi lo meilon anchoitkem k'nechnas by ruach shtus. A sin is a result of a ruach shtus. Therefore, those days when a person has a tosefet of das are days of tshuva, days of correcting sins. Like Shabbos, a person has an neshama yisera, or a yantif, or a shchay, these days. Al kein yesh bohem korbanos musafim. This is why we bring a korban musaf on these days. Al yedei shenitvasev bohem kedusha v'das. Musaf means additional, because these are days of additional das, additional kedusha. Shaydezeh malim toiv yoyser mitoicha hastora. That's what gives us the ability to take toiv that's found in the hastora, in the klipos, in the darkness, in the hidden places, and elevate it. And this is why there are additional sacrifices on these days, which are these korban musafs. Ki kol ha-korbanos heim l'kapora. Because we know that all the sacrifices basically serve as a kapora, forgiveness. Bechinas tshuva. V'alkein b'yoyim sheyesh boi musaf koyren yoyser anoshim. And it's for this reason that on days where there's musaf, tosefet, there's a tosefet of das, which means there's a tosefet of tshuva, those are days when we call more people to the Torah. Ki azay megalan hadas yoyser mitoich bechinas ha-hastoro. Shezeh bechinas korban musafim kanam. V'alkein korban bo yoyser. Ki alidei ha-kriya koyren ha-chiyas kanam. This is why we read more, because the more we read from the Torah, the more we're calling out to that chiyas. We're summoning energy from Hashem. And this is also why we lain before Musaf. Why is Kriya Satora positioned right there before Musaf? Ki ika Kriya Satora b'shvil toisefes kedusha sheyesh boise ayoyim. Because the reason behind the Kriya Satora, the essence of the Kriya Satora, is because there's additional holiness on that day. Shazai koyren es chaya chayim, which means that this is a day when we have the ability to call Hashem to say, Hashem, I need a double portion, a triple portion. I want 300 gallons of gas instead of the standard 100. Bebechinas shem ho'etzem kav yochel. We call out Hashem by his most basic name, Shehi HaTorah HaKdosha, Shenichteva B'Kedusha Sefer Torah, which is the Torah. The Torah is all the names of Hashem, but when you have an actual Sefer Torah, which is written with all the laws and requirements of Sefer Torah, that's the real Shem Hu Etzem. V'zeh Shoimrim Keser B'Rosh Chodesh B'Musav, V'chein B'chol Yom She'esh Bei Musav. And this is why in the Musav Shmon Esrei, when the Chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei, we say Keser Yitnu Lecho, on Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, all these days, Ki Azai B'chinas HaTshuva. Because these are days of tshuva, b'chinas keser, she b'chinas keser, k'moy shekos Rabbeinu Aryeh. Because tshuva is keser, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates in Torah Vav and Likut Moran, the famous Torah in Likut Moran. Keser means to wait, katar lizeh. There in Torah Vav and Likut Moran, Rabbeinu Zal expounds elaborately on many different connections between tshuva and keser. So again, because these are days of tshuva, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, therefore, we say Keser on those days. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, he's going to go back a little bit to something he mentioned earlier. Arbo Gavri Shekoyren B'Rosh Chodesh, the four people that we invite on Rosh Chodesh, Bechinas Arbo Machanois Dikdusha, correspond to the four camps of Klal Yisrael. Shehin Bechinas Arba Degolim, referring to the four flags under which the Jews traveled, the 12 tribes. Shekol machne klula mishloish shvotim. Each camp consisted of three shvotim, right? Reuven, Gad, Menashe, you know, the way we see it in Parshas Bamidbor, Parshas Nosoi. V'chein kol echot min ha-koyrim, sarach likros lefochais shloish psukim. And we know that on Rosh Chodesh, each person, anytime you read the Torah, each person has to read a minimum of three psukim. So on Rosh Chodesh, you have four aliyahs, each aliyah three psukim, just like when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar. V'zehu shir hakriya. This is the minimum amount of laning. Nimtza, sharbo gavri hem b'chinas arbo machnois, shekol echad kol mishloish ganal. So therefore, the four people being called up to the Torah correspond to the four groupings of the 12 tribes. Shekulam hem shnei moser, which are a total of 12. B'chinas shnei moser shiftei ko, the 12 holy tribes. B'chinas shnei moser bokor shemalchus digdusha oimedes aleihem. This is also related to the 12 oxen which carried the mikveh, the gigantic mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech put into the Beis HaMikdash. It was called Yam Shel Shlomo, the Sea of Shlomo, which stood on 12 oxen. And that Yam Shel Shlomo is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as Malchus. Again, we're touching on terminology. Sheze b'chinas shneimosor chadoshim shenechlokim la'arba tekufos. This is the concept of the 12 months of the year, which are divided into four seasons. Ki hachadoshim hem b'chinas hamalchus. Because the months are malchus. The months are measured by the moon, the lunar calendar. The moon is malchus. We know the sun is referred to as chachma, the source of light. The moon is malchus. It has no light of its own except what it received from the sun. So the moon is malchus. The 12 months of the year are a concept of malchus. We know that the word chodesh, ches dalet shin, 312, is bigimatria, 26 times 12. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, times 12 is the word chodesh, to show that this is, these 12 chadoshim, they represent the malchus digdusha, they represent the 12 shvatim, the 12 tribes, in time they are malchus. Within people, the malchus of Hashem is the Jewish nation. As we say in Hallel, Yisrael mamshaloiso. The Jewish people are the memshala, the malchus of Hashem. Therefore, there's 12 tribes. That's how we get this number 12. And again, divided into corresponding sets. The shvatim are divided into four groupings. The months are divided into four groupings, the seasons. And this is why we have the custom to say Birkas HaChodesh, to bless the new month on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Shehu bimkoim Kiddush HaChodesh. This is in place of what they did during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Bezdin would announce the Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Ki achshav begolus ein bonu koyach lekadesh hachodesh al pi bezn koroi. Now, while we are still in exile, we don't have the ability to sanctify the month al pi bezn, you know, in its fullest sense. Ki hagolus subchinas hastora, because golus represents a concept of Hashem's light being hidden. Bechinas v'anoichi hastir astir, as Hashem says, there'll come a time when I'm going to hide myself from you. Al kein mekadesh hachodesh b'Shabbos. This is why we do it on Shabbos. We sanctify the new month on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas das, because Shabbos represents seichel das. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, shotu ha'om v'loktu. The people went out to gather mon. It says they did that during the 6 days of the week. Shotu hom v'loktu. The Zohar Kodesh says, b'shtusa, the 6 days of the week represent shtus, ruach shtus. B'imei achol, avol b'shabbos hu shleimus hadas betachlis. Whereas on Shabbos, that's when Klal Yisrael are zochah to receive shleimus hadas, neshama yisera. Kama shekosu b'shabbos, as the pasuk says about the Shabbos, lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. I'm giving you the Shabbos so that you will know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. V'alkein al yidei das shenizgala b'shabbos yichoyin lekadish hachodesh. Shubchinas izgala sastorokanal. And this is why, through that extra das that's revealed on Shabbos, that's what gives us the ability to sanctify the month, the new month, which is the concept of revealing the astora. V'alkein mevorchen hachodesh u'mekadshin oisei b'shabbos. V'alkein mevorchen hachodesh achar kriyas haTorah. And that's why we do this specifically after reading the Torah. Ki aidei kriyas haTorah b'shabbos nimshach das godol kanal. Because by reading the Torah publicly as we do on Shabbos, everybody who's assembled there, everybody receives a big shefa of das. V'alkein noyagin leida mosayiya moilid b'shel shemavorach nachodesh. And this is why the custom is that the gabbai or somebody in the shul announces so that everybody should know when the new moon, when the new month is beginning exactly. Sheze b'chinas leida. This means that each and every person in the shul is being informed as to when is the moment that the moon is reaching its darkest, its tiniest, tiniest, when it's becoming almost disappears and is reborn. And by us doing this Birchas HaChodesh, which is our version of what they used to do, Kiddush HaChodesh, that's the concept of revealing this Hastorah and making it into Das. Ki kol horoshei chadoshim v'yomim tovim shetluyim b'kviyas Rosh Chodesh kulam tluyim b'Shabbos shenishon mekablam kedushasam. Because Rosh Chodesh and all the holidays which are dependent on Rosh Chodesh are all dependent on Shabbos. That's where they draw their kedusha from. V'zeh shenikra Shabbos tchilo lemikroi kodesh. And that's why Shabbos is called the beginning of all the holy days. Tchilo daika, haynu sheShabbos hu bechinas haHascholah lechol hayom tovim. Shabbos is the opening and the beginning of all the holidays. Sheze bechinas mikroi kodesh. They refer to as mikroi kodesh shetzrichim likrois hakedusha l'sechem, meaning that we have to summon the kedusha. We have to invite the kedusha into these days, into the holidays, into the Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos hu bechinas haschol ala yontiv. And Shabbos is the beginning for the yontiv. Shemishom bechinas Shabbos koyren hakedusha l'chol Yomim Tovim v'Rosh Chodesh. From Shabbos, we draw the kedusha, we summon kedusha into all the Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. Ki Shabbos kviya v'kaima. Because the Gemara tells us Shabbos is stationary. Shabbos is like a rock. It don't move, it don't change. It's very established. Aval Yontif, toli b'Yisroel. Yontif, on the other hand, depends on the Jewish people. Ki Yisroel hu demekatshile. The Jews sanctify Shabbos. The Jews make up which day, I'm sorry, Yontif, which day is going to be Yontif, right? כי יונטף שהוא תולי בקביעס ראש חיידש ובחינס הסגלס הסתורה. יונטף, which is dependent on when ראש חיידש is established, יונטף represents a concept of revealing the הסתורה. שעל ידי זה, זויכן אחר כך לבחינס קדושס יונטף. When we reveal the הסתורה, then we זויכה to the קידוש of יונטף. זה תולי בישראל, and it's dependent on the Jewish people. כי הסגלס הסתורה זה תולי בישראל, שהם צריכים לעסק בעבודת השם ובתוירה, כדי להעלות את המלכות מבחינת הסתורה. Because this הסגלס הסתורה, we have to be involved in עבודת השם and תוירה, to elevate the מלכות from its hidden state to revealed state. But Shabbos, exactly, אבל Shabbos kodesh miatzmai, whereas Shabbos is holy by itself, ve'ein pegam magia boy, and none of our problems, none of our mistakes, none of our sins affect Shabbos in any way. Kemo shekosa, as the pasuk says, chodsheichem u'moyadeichem sona nafshi. Hashem reprimands the Jews that when they'll do sins and terrible things, Hashem says, I hate your holidays and your Rosh Chodeshes. Vilu Shabbos leikomar. It doesn't mention Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu shmo de kutche brichu. Shmo de yushlim mikol sitroi. Because Shabbos is called the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem which is complete from all sides. וכביוכל בשבס נסגל החיוס מחי החיים שאין ההסתור מגעס לשון. On Shabbos is revealed a life, an energy from the source of life from Hashem, which no הסתורה can affect it in any way whatsoever.